Originally, the player couldn't operate the power boxes, and would have to wait for Alex to do it. We thought it'd be entertaining to watch Alex do some cool thing while you protected her. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. Playtesters were more annoyed than entertained. The other problem was that having Alex committed to a particular activity while action was still going on in the world tended to quickly expose her most robotic tendencies. She'd either ignore what was going on, or completely stop whatever activity the player was waiting for her to finish. Either way, it was unconvincing and frustrating. What we learned here was that whenever Alex commits to some action in a dynamic environment, she needs to finish it quickly and move on.